Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome, folks, to the new format of Food Fight Radio, where we go for 1 hour, but we insult twice as many people, so it's much more efficient and a better use of your time. We know you've asked your church pastor to reschedule the service around this show, and now you don't have to. Also, it's much better value for your money. We are getting paid, right?
You're supposed to be paying me.
No. I'm out of here. Just kidding, folks. You know we'd never leave you, baby. Where would you get your food tips and your angst? Where will you ever find out what the secret ingredient is? It's salt. Okay, our work here is done. I'm really leaving for sure this time. With me in studio is a man who puts the oaf in meatloaf.
Oh, yes.
Chef Marcus.
Hi, everybody.
So, on a previous show, we were talking about weights and measures, and we did have an email from a loving fan named Brian who wanted to clarify and correct us on a couple of our, remember we were talking about British measurements with the pound and the grain and the thing and the pen and the stone and stones made up of two nails. And so he did send us an email. Mm-hmm. I thank him for that. Says he was listening to Food Fight. And we were forgetting that the English ton is 2,240 pounds. Not 2,000 pounds. And we were talking about
the 12-ounce pound or the 16-ounce pound?
Well, I'm thinking 16-ounce pound because he's explaining to me that just like it is here in this country, that a 12-ounce pound is used in precious metals, things like gold, silver, and platinum. So they have 16-ounce pounds, too.
What
it's just that their
rip.
Ton is 2,240 pounds, making it a long ton. That's what it's called. The apothecary's weights are, of course, used in drugs and ammunition. When all else fails, he says, remember that there are 7,000 grains to a pound.
Oh,
well, that clears a few things up and makes it easy math, too. This becomes apparent when you only use 23.2 grains of powder, but you buy it in 1-pound jugs and 8-pound kegs.
I'm lost.
Right? Because you look confused.
I'm very
Let's
confused.
Not get started on hogsheads, something like 46 imperial gallons.
What's an imperial gallon?
What's a hogshead? So thank you, Brian, for clarifying and for proving that the British are really bad at naming things.
Yeah, is that clarifying? Is that mucking up? I'm more confused than I've ever been.
Little, if you read this like 9 times, it starts to make a little bit more sense. And I'd love Brian to call into the radio station at some point and kind of clarify that. Maybe send us another email. You are awesome and we love you. Today on Food Fight, we've got more things you can do with cilantro, and you'll be surprised. Later on, we'll tell you how to prepare your favorite gourds and surprise uses for vanilla. For those of you wondering, don't worry, we'll stick some meat in there somewhere. So, foodies may be interested to know that cilantro and coriander is the same thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a seed.
Well, you know, I didn't know until recently.
Really?
Really.
Oh, wow.
Cilantro is just the name for the leaves. The word cilantro is the Spanish name for coriander, so actually if I spoke any Spanish or had paid attention in my 3 years of it in high school, I probably would have known that because it's used a lot in Mexican cooking, so they have a name for that. Also called Chinese parsley. Clearly, folks, this stuff is growing all over the world. It doesn't only grow in Mexico, and they can't take credit for it, although I know they would like to. Some people can be strongly averse to the smell. So like licorice.
Oh.
Either you love it or you hate it, and there's no in between. People have been cultivating coriander plants and therefore cilantro since about, get this, 2000 BC in Greece.
So cilantro is older than Jesus.
Yes.
Right on.
By like 2000 years.
Right, 2000
I guess.
Years.
And it came to the British colonies of North America around 1670, where people immediately, of course, loved it. And then the first Taco Bell restaurant was born.
Of course.
What? The most delicious ways to use fresh cilantro, add it to any soup.
Yes.
As either chopped leaves or you can puree it in a nice all-veggie pureed soup. Mm-hmm. Very good pureed, right? Because it has such a nice tangy, citrusy, strong flavor. Goes great in tomato soups or gazpacho, which is tomato soup that your host was too lazy to heat up.
So it goes great in tomato soup or tomato soup?
Or tomato soup.
Okay, gotcha.
The kind that people, they're like, we have guests coming. I got this tomato soup. I'm too lazy to nuke it. Just give it to them cold. That's how that happened.
Right on.
Now, I personally like my soups like I like my men, both hot and complex. So cold gazpacho is no good, in my opinion. Heat up your soup. Don't be lazy. Really, you can pretty much put it in any soup that you find to be lacking in flavor. Pretty much any flavor goes with cilantro flavor. Goes with cilantro goes lime juice, so don't be afraid to put some of that in the soup, too. It's a very nice flavor combination. Mm-hmm. Makes everything very fresh. Also changes the color of your soup.
It makes it green.
Salsa and ceviche is way too easy, folks. So let's move on from that. The last thing the world needs is another salsa recipe.
I agree.
Bleh. If you're a health food loving cross-legged type, you can put chopped cilantro in your lentils. Makes them taste way better.
Yeah. Fresh herbs.
Mix it into hummus. Mm-hmm. Stuff an entire bunch of it inside a chicken.
Yes.
And then roast it. Or better yet, a turkey. More meat, right?
Or a rabbit.
Ooh, rabbit. Smaller bunch of cilantro, but still. Add cilantro to salt, orange juice, and lime juice, and garlic, and you've got a great marinade to pretty much soak any kind of meat in before grilling or roasting, and the citrus acts as a tenderizer, which breaks down the meat. Mm-hmm. Try it on broiled fish, butter and toast, with the ham and a sandwich.
With the ham and the sandwich.
Go cilantro crazy. It's an awesome herb. Blend up cilantro with basil leaves and oil to make great pesto. A little goes a long way, and you'll get to use all those designer packages of pasta you've got in your pantry that you buy every time you see one, and then they just sit there. I'm assuming here that everyone out there is just like me. Mm-hmm. A good pesto impresses everyone. I also like to grind up nuts in my pestos, too, like walnuts and pine nuts. You know who makes a great pesto?
Who's that?
Dine-In Tonight.
Yes, they do.
They do a fantastic creamy tahini pesto over their ricotta cavallette. It's a taste bonanza. Creamy, nutty, fresh, and intriguing. Again, like I like my men. They also have a dill and walnut pesto over butternut squash ravioli with red wine poached pears that is mouthwateringly good. This is just two of their incredible meals. They have 100, which they make fresh or every day, and they deliver it right to your door right at dinner time. The steak dinners are tender, the pork dinners are tremendous, and the Thai dinners are terrific. Too much cheese. Too many cheese. Everything they make is fresh, super delicious, and is always $10 an entree, which is a good manly-sized entree, by the way. No girl food on this show. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of food. If you haven't checked out their online menu calendar, you can do it now. I'll wait.
Go for it.
See what you've been missing at dineintonight.com. Sign up for either 3 or 5 nights a week and get a free whole extra week free when you use promo code KCBQ or just call them at 888-64-MEALS. That's dineintonight.com. Dine-in, the number 2, N-I-T-E.com, where your fresh gourmet dinners every day are always just $10 a meal. Now, another word on cilantro.
I love it. Chopped up and tossed in a salad. Any herbs are just great when you just throw them into any salad. And you can put your chicken breast, wherever you've been marinating, on top of that or on the side. But fresh herbs, especially cilantro, is wonderful in a salad. Don't be afraid to use the stems.
You know what's really good is you get your nice, fresh virgin olive oil. You put a bunch of chopped up cilantro in it. And then you toss cheese in it before serving.
Yes.
As part of like a cheese plate or an antipasto plate.
Yeah, like a mozzarella or even goat cheese. You roll it up in that.
Even blue cheese. Even chunks of brie.
Nice.
I mean, pretty much any cheese benefits from cilantro. It's a great flavor, like we said, that actually does go with everything.
Yes.
There's very little it doesn't go with. Of course, your friends start to notice when everything you make for them tastes like cilantro because it is a really noticeable flavor. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, how to prepare your favorite gourds. If you don't know what a gourd is, then you'd really better keep listening. How embarrassing for you, really. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh!
Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce. Roasted red snapper. Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms. Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks, the only show that'll go ahead and taste the weird, freaky foods out there and then let you know whether or not you should just go ahead and try them. And today is no exception. Look at that. Jeff is already running out. There he goes, down the hall. Great. Now who's going to take care of our sound? I'm sure it sounds fine.
Yeah, it should sound great.
Yeah, you sound fine. Are we really that predictable?
I think so.
Ugh. Today, for your vicarious taste bud adventure, we have in studio a can of something that, when poured into a cup, preferably a glass one so you can freak out all your friends, looks like a gloppy pool of freshly laid frog's eggs. Little tiny embryonic amphibians. If you look really closely, you can almost imagine them wiggling around in there. Cool, right? It's your imagination, folks, because these are basil seeds. The harmless veggie seeds of the basil plant, watered down in a liquid format that says sweetened with honey. How could it possibly be bad? It's in a nice-looking can, pretty flowers on it. We'll post these pictures on our website for those of you brave enough to go ahead and get it and try it. Let's try it now.
All right, let me pour
this. We've got our cups. We've got our stuff. Now, we haven't actually tasted this before, but, you know, They sell a lot of different kinds of it. There's a lot of Asian companies that get it. You can get them in 99 Ranch Market in San Diego. You can get it at any Asian grocery store. Basil seed drinks are apparently very popular among that culture, and we're just going to kind of give them a try. It looks, because we you know, we're pouring this stuff out, and oh my goodness.
As the end of it is coming out of the can.
It's gloppy.
Falling out.
It's falling out. It is a beverage that you can eat with a fork.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So
it really does look like
frog eggs. Really does look like frog eggs. I mean,
yeah,
it
you
looks.
Pick whichever one you want.
Ooh. All right. Well, I'm gonna be the bigger man and eat the one that has more in it.
Right on.
Because okay, so you're looking at this stuff. It looks like essentially clear water, so pond water, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's got little frog eggs in it. It looks like tiny, soon to be tadpoles.
Aww.
Future tadpoles looks pretty interesting, right? I mean,
it reacts funny. It doesn't really react like liquid.
When you blow on it, it kind of, ooh, it doesn't look like it liquid. It's like goo.
It's goo.
It reacts like goo. It swirls around the cup in a slow fashion.
But all the eggs stay in the same spot.
All the eggs, they don't move. They're like a solid, glutinous, just mucus-filled mass, really, is what this kind of looks like. So let's go ahead and give it a try. We're manly men here in this show. All right, let's do it at the same time. Go. crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
They have texture.
Yeah. You get stuck in your teeth, but not the slime that moves around your mouth.
It's like what happens to chia seeds when you leave them soaking in something for too long.
Exactly.
It's weird that we know that. So, you know, it doesn't taste like frog eggs, or any eggs, for that matter. It's not even like tapioca. They're little, fresh, vegetable textured. They taste a lot like a lychee.
Mm-hmm.
A lot like a lychee fruit. Sweet. Slight kick of vanilla. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. I like it, but...
Nice, actually.
It's like if you messed up making Jell-O and you made it too thick, and so you added water and you blended it, but it didn't adhere, so you have little bits.
It's a really complicated description. You know what? You know what I think the best way to describe this is?
Frog eggs.
The sweet and delicious honey and vanilla flavored pile of frog eggs that every fish that eats frog eggs clearly enjoys.
Clearly.
This is why all the things that eat frog eggs are so happy.
It's nice. It's sweet.
Snakes eat frog eggs. Birds eat frog eggs. There's a lot of things are eating frog eggs, really.
It's a little banana-y.
It's got a great flavor, actually. Oh. Gargle, gargle. We're gurgling frog eggs here. For those of you that are just joining us.
All right.
Really good. I like these.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like them a lot. It's a very simple flavor. It's not a complicated flavor. It basically tastes like honey and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there's a slight banana thing to it. There is no aftertaste.
No.
It doesn't make the inside of your mouth feel funny. It's not gloppy. It's not slimy. It doesn't have any aloe sort of a texture or a weirdness to it. It's actually very enjoyable. I'm going to take this home, and I'm going to terrorize my family with it. We got more of these, folks.
Yep.
In case we liked it, we could take it home and experiment with it. We could mix these into... Here's what we do. Mix them into Jell-O. Freak out your friends.
Yes.
Put them into Jell-O shots. I don't know. Put it in a cocktail. That's what I'm going to do. That's absolutely what I'm going to do. So, gourds.
Gourds.
Do you have a favorite gourd? Everyone should have a favorite gourd.
I don't know. I think I call them all gourds, so it's tough for me to pick out a favorite.
Well, I don't know. Personally, I think your head looks like a gourd. A big gourd.
Yeah.
Covered in fungus.
Covered in things.
You call
it hair.
That's
beautiful. Thank you very much.
So what is a gourd, you ask? Well, what we should know is as you know, we're on the waiting list to become members of the California Gourd Society.
Pick me.
Yes, that's a real thing. And we will, in the upcoming weeks, have the founding member of the Gourd Society on the show to talk about gourds.
Nice.
It'll be a short interview, I'm sure, but we can honestly say, and you can't disagree, that no one has ever featured a secret society of gourd masons on a show before. What are they doing, I wonder, in the society? Are they preserving the habitats of gourds at risk for imminent extinction?
Are they making millions and millions of birdhouses out of gourds?
I think that must be what they're doing. Shouldn't the gourds have to perform some unique specialization that would merit such preservation?
Mm.
I'm still going to cook them. Because I cook everything.
Yeah.
All right. Gourds are pumpkins and melons and squashes. My personal favorite is spaghetti squash. That's my favorite gourd.
I'm a big fan of spaghetti squash. That's a lot of fun to make. And kids love playing with it and pulling the spaghetti strands out of it.
Yeah, because it's like weird little threads.
Yeah.
When roasted, this big orangey circus peanut-shaped squash makes the best side dish ever. Its flesh inside separates into thin, crunchy, tasty spaghetti-like strands, which can be tossed with butter, salt, cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, pretty much any spice or herb you like. Cilantro?
Ooh.
Huh? Butter and cilantro? Little lemon juice, garlic. I'm kind of hungry. As usual, every time on this show, I get hungry. There is no way to screw this food up. You roast it at 350 for 45 minutes to an hour, depends on how big the thing is, until it's easily punctured with a fork, and it's done. You hack it through the middle with your broadsword. What, you don't have a broadsword in your kitchen?
No, I have a big knife and a cleaver.
I use mine every day.
Nice.
All right, then, fine, use a knife. Wuss. What, you know, like, you like what kind of a gourd is your favorite? Like a big girly melon, probably.
No, right? I love pumpkins. The, I guess, yeah, girly, because it's called the fairy tale pumpkin. It has almost a really bright orange outside, but a really dark red meat. And that is really great color for curries or pies or whatever you
want to make
with it.
It's called a what pumpkin again?
A fairy tale pumpkin.
Fairy tale pumpkin.
Correct.
You can send your favorite fairy tale pumpkin recipes to Marcus directly at www.imabigsissygirl.com.
Hey, every fairy tale has a Prince Charming.
And apparently a
that
pumpkin
fights
pie.
Dragons. That's me.
You're the pumpkin pie.
No.
So what are some other things you can do with gourds? Well, we, on a previous show, talked about melons, but we can talk about melons a little bit more. Me and my melons. That was the name of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very good segment.
Very good.
We talked about, for one, including grilled watermelon in a salad.
Yes.
Very tasty. You can throw some pepitas in there, a little cilantro-infused oil. Throw that in there. I like it when it's got little tiny razor-thin slices of jalapeno seared right on it.
Nice. So the flavor, just the heat gets right into the watermelon.
And it looks really nice, too. Real pretty. You can just take like a wedge of watermelon, grill it.
Nice.
You know, and just kind of, or you could also do it in a frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Just really high heat. Just put a little nonsticks, butter-flavored whatever spray in there, olive oil spray. Just stick it on there with the little jalapeno slices on it, and it like sears them in. Very, very tasty.
Very, very, very tasty. I like paninis. You get butternut squash, and you grill that, and you put that inside a panini with some goat cheese and some arugula, and then it's a really good sandwich, or even inside the ravioli, but the same cheese and butternut squash.
See, if I'm going to eat a sandwich, it's going to have the kind of cheese in it that melts. Feta just turns into softer, warmer mush.
Well, yeah, but it also kind of adheres to the squash, which almost kind of melts the butternut, the gourd.
If you toss the spaghetti squash with the feta,
mm-hmm.
like make it warm, toss it all in there, get it all, like completely over all the little butternut squash strands,
mm-hmm.
and then just pick up a fork and eat it. Like, you don't even have to put it in a sandwich. Why would you put it in a sandwich?
For fun.
For fun?
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's very nice. I've had it at a couple different restaurants. It's a really nice sandwich.
Put some meat in there. Put some Gruyere.
Gruyere.
Melt it in there with the panini thingy, with the panini press. Do you have a panini press?
Not at home, but I have a George Foreman grill I use for a panini press.
Of course you do. Those things are kind of small, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm never making more than two sandwiches at once. So that's fine.
Use a frying pan.
Oh, that's true.
That's what the world was doing for centuries before there was such a thing as a George Foreman grill.
Well, we got it for free, so I didn't want to turn it down, and it's a useful tool.
No, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Exactly.
That's what you're not supposed to do.
That's what you're not supposed to do.
We teach you about how to be a good person on this show, not to be a creep.
No.
Who says, why'd you get me that George Foreman grill? It's slanted, and you can only cook two sandwiches on it at the same time.
Yeah, I'd have to turn it around to cook it evenly because it always cooks things in a wedge, not flat up and down.
See, what you're doing is you're complaining. You're looking your gift horse in the mouth.
No, because I'm yelling at my gift horse because I don't get anything.
You know what I thought when I first heard that? What's a gift horse?
That's a good thought.
It's like that's a whole separate noun. What is it?
What's a gift
horse? What is it, and what's wrong with its mouth? There's something in there. So other gourds, pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sour, nasty, bitter melon that they have in Asian stores.
Sounds delicious.
And folks, we experiment a lot with Asian groceries, as you could probably
guess.
Deduce from our general show material. For example, the white fungus and bird's nest soda that Marcus had me drinking when he was not here.
Yep.
And conveniently absent.
Convenient.
As it was. I'm going to get you one of those, and I'm going to force you to drink it, because this is a basket of chocolate-covered roses compared to that whole experience. There's no taking that home and mixing that in with your cocktails. Next up after the break, amazing things you can do with vanilla extract. It'll change your life, folks. Best, most awesome vanilla suggestions ever. Makes it sound like my suggestions will be, you know, boring.
Good. Yeah.
Call them that. Today, vanilla means exciting and delicious and yummy smelling. And coming up, a review of a terrific seafood restaurant and announcement of an upcoming Food Fight Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
It's all here on Food Fight Radio after this.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma, are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online, and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night, and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you, and the food was always different, and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready-to-eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. For those of you just joining us, we've been swallowing frog's egg soda and telling you what you can do with that gourd. That mouth breather Neil Saavedra, a.k.a. my competition, will talk about which taco stand he recently ate at and then spend 20 minutes describing his goatee.
Nice.
What a weirdo. Yep. We're better.
Yeah. I don't have a goatee.
So, no, you shaved that off.
No, I took that off.
It was it because you kept catching food in it or because I kept making fun of it?
Because it is scratchy. And, you know, the wife asked me to take it off, so I did.
Aha! No, it's because the wife asked you to take it off.
Well, because it's scratchy. It was scratching her.
Aw.
Yeah.
You know what? Wuss.
Well, I like, you know, being close to my wife. And so if there's something stopping me, I'm going to change that.
Yeah, like a wall or something.
Exactly.
Or like the fact that she has a baseball bat. Get away from me with that goatee. Shave that thing off. Well, you only did that because you were trying to raise awareness for prostate cancer.
Yes.
Which is like the silliest way to raise awareness for anything.
Well, it was just a way of expressing that I'm a man and I have prostate cancer. Or I don't have, but I could get because
How
I have prostate.
How is a goatee relevant to prostate cancer?
It was facial hair. And it was to make us look silly.
I don't
so
know
people
if you've left your house recently and taken a look around, but there's a lot of guys out there with facial hair, plenty of them with goatees, and people aren't going to walk up to you and say, hey, I've never seen a guy with a goatee before. Why are you growing that? Are you trying to tell me something?
It might not be the best idea, but it's working towards that. You know, we're
okay, whose idea was it?
It wasn't mine. Somebody on the internet. I just
okay, so someone on the internet came up
awareness
with...
awareness group.
Okay, so you have a bunch of dirty-looking guys
mm-hmm.
who basically look like, you know, hermit Unabomber types going out there into the world with this facial hair.
Talk to me. I'm all hairy. Uh-huh.
I am fighting prostate cancer, ask me how. That's what a goatee says to you?
No.
On the face of a person? Do you walk up to other people who have goatees and say, hey, are you trying to raise prostate cancer awareness
you
too?
You know what? In November, I'm going to.
And you should, because you kind of have to. That's why you wore one for like a month, right?
Yeah.
More than a month. How long did it take you to grow that thing?
It takes me forever.
You're like Homer Simpson. You go to bed, you wake up, there it is.
No, I didn't shave today.
I can't tell.
You can't tell.
So, I mean, yeah, going a whole beard could be like a year-long process for you.
I'm growing mine now for November, so people will see it.
You got to start now.
I got to
Because I don't see anything going on.
Nope.
It's like, I see sideburns, but that's not going to...
No.
One's going to ask about sideburns.
They see sideburns like, oh, you listen to Elvis too?
No, see, that's raising shrimp cancer awareness. I don't know.
What?
Oh, shrimps get cancer a lot.
What?
Just like lab rats. So, vanilla. This is a food show, folks. We're not talking about shaving beards here. We do sometimes, but...
Shrimp cancer?
Vanilla.
We're talking about vanilla. Vanilla shrimp go really good together.
Oh, fabulous. Freshen up the fridge with vanilla.
Yes.
This is a bunch of great, awesome things you can do with vanilla. We're going to put these on our website. You can freshen up the fridge. What you can do is you can get a rag. You can dampen it with vanilla extract, kind of rub it all over the inside. Hmm. Assuming the inside is already clean.
Yes.
You don't want to rub some nice vanilla all over the inside of a filthy fridge.
That's just silly. You'd have some really funky smelling stuff.
You should feel really bad doing that.
Yes.
And another thing you can do is you can soak a cotton ball or a piece of sponge with vanilla and leave it in there. Put it in the little egg holder depression things. No one ever uses those.
No.
And why don't they even make those? They don't make fridges with those anymore, do they?
I don't think
they
so.
They shouldn't.
No one
ever uses them. I like keeping them in the crate where it has a date on it.
Uh-huh. And it's stackable.
Yeah. I mean, if you have these things in your door, they're just sitting in the little things. Firstly, they're gaining and losing temperature a lot because they're on the door most of the time, which is just
door.
Weird.
Yeah.
And they have no dates. So you don't know which are the new eggs and which are the older eggs. So you're going to use the newer eggs before you use the older eggs. And then what happens? You wind up with old eggs. You have an aged omelet.
Nice.
Not cool. You can deodorize your microwave. When your microwave smells like a fish, put a little vanilla extract like in a bowl, nuke it for a minute.
Now, do you mix that with water or you just put it right in there?
You just stick it right in there.
Okay.
The warmer it gets, the more it fragrances the side. Now it's vanilla fish.
It's not so bad.
That works great. Vanilla fish, not so bad. Clean it first and then do the vanilla thing. Paint drying smell. Watching paint dry is bad, but smelling it is worse. Mix 1 tablespoon vanilla extract into the paint.
Really?
Really.
That's
the house
cool.
will smell delicious. Like a gingerbread house.
Mm.
Or the witch's house in Hansel and Gretel.
Isn't that the gingerbread house?
I
know. I
think it was
difference.
Made out of candy.
Candy, that's
like
right.
mostly made out of candy. Depends on which Hansel and Gretel you watch. But any movie with a candy house in it is good in my book. I don't care how many people get tossed in an oven. Too bad I cannot do that paint thing with bacon fat.
Put vanilla in your bacon fat?
No, put bacon fat in the paint. Bacon fat in the paint. Where's your brain? Bacon walls.
Bacon? Why can't you do that?
Bacon walls. I don't know that. I don't think that would work.
Is it because one's acid-based and one's oil base?
I'm thinking that the fatty base, the grease, would like make the paint slip off the wall or something. Right onto my plate where it belongs. Make your whole house smell great by... Check this out. Realtors do this when they're trying to sell you a home. They put a drop or two of vanilla extract on a light bulb, and then they turn on the light.
Nice.
And then in a little while, your house will smell like you've been baking up a storm. You can imagine yourself living there. If they really want to make it realistic, they should scatter some wet towels and open up some Chinese food.
Exactly.
Repelling bugs.
Ooh.
Right?
Does vanilla do that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We like vanilla, but we hate bugs.
Yeah.
Bugs like us, but they hate vanilla.
Nice.
Everything works out.
Yeah, same thing with mint though. Mint and vanilla. I'm gonna grow.
Mint hurts your eyes.
Well, mint also detours bugs.
And vanilla smells like candy. So wouldn't you rather smell like a piece of candy? Dilute 1 tablespoon vanilla extract with 1 cup water and wipe the mixture on your exposed skin. You'll fight off mosquitoes, black flies, ticks, just about everything.
Yes.
Nothing alive will want anything to do with you.
Except for other humans who would want to stand a lot closer to you because you smell like vanilla.
You smell like vanilla and you don't have any bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if they stand close to you, they're the only edible option for the bugs that are like, because bugs are attracted to your heat, not your smell. So they're going to be like, well, you're no good. Ah, filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
No vanilla on this one, guys. Anyone that stands close to you is the prime entree.
Nice.
Aw. Just put it on everyone. Relieve burns when you're cooking bacon in the nude. Again, it happens to all of us.
What?
Grab the vanilla extract, dab it on the burn. Or for a romantic evening in, have your spouse do the dabbing. The evaporation of the alcohol in the vanilla extract cools the burn.
That makes sense. Okay. I was like,
you can use regular alcohol, but it's just, it doesn't smell as nice.
No.
Make a pillow mist.
There we go.
Very girly thing. I put that in there for you.
Thank you. I'm probably going to do that.
Because you like fairy tale pumpkins.
I do.
Add a few drops of vanilla and either a drop of vanilla or jasmine to distilled water and some emulsifier. You can get it pretty much any health food store where they have essential oils and stuff. Shake it, spritz. You can buy these, but there's just something awesome about making something yourself and then enjoying it.
Yes.
As long as you don't stink at it. Kind of like with cooking.
Like with cooking.
You can put it into, you were telling me you liked to, I don't know if you've done this, but you mentioned it to me, body lotions and oils, especially massage oils and,
yeah,
and things like that.
Yeah, massage oils, body lotions. It's really nice, especially when you're going out on a date. You want to smell delicious.
And vanilla-y.
And vanilla-y.
Plus you want to smell like you've been cooking.
Yes.
Well, you do.
I do.
And I do.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to smell like I've been cooking, and not cooking fish, but, you know, cooking something tasty. Hey, you smell like lobster and fish today. Yeah. You know, that's not good.
That's not good at all.
I mean, usually we have to, like, you know, we both have to do this. We have to, like, wash our arms up to our elbows with, like, acid to get some of that fishy, lobstery.
Yeah, I actually do straight salt. Off. I just exfoliate with salt rocks.
Scour.
Yeah.
You got to remove many layers of skin because it gets in there.
It gets in there.
You know, so you got to, yeah, you need something strong and powerful like vanilla. And girls love the smell of vanilla.
Yes, they do.
So guys listening, why are you wearing Dracar?
Exactly. Some of the colognes we wear are disgusting.
Yeah, nasty. And they don't smell good. If you want to smell good to a girl, make yourself smell like something girls like.
Duh.
Don't make yourself smell like a combination of pipe tobacco, mm-hmm. leather, and a tire.
That's what you wear when you want to attract other guys.
Right. And if that's what you're into, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's fine.
But if you want to smell good to a girl, you got to wear something girls like, and girls like candy.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself smell like a big candy bar or like a brownie or a vanilla blondie topped with caramel.
There you
right?
go. Yes.
Okay. Make yourself smell like something that is delicious to snack on, and you'll be fighting them off.
Yeah.
Like mosquitoes.
Like mosquitoes will
like
be
mosquitoes.
Running away from you, and girls will be running towards you.
Exactly. Another thing you can do with vanilla in soups and sauces.
Yeah, vanilla sauce is very popular with, like, lobster and crustaceans. People use that all the time. But, yeah, it has a place in a lot of other sauces, too.
And not just dessert.
No.
Yeah, you can use it all kinds of savory stuff. Vanilla soup. And I am not talking about Jeff's family reunion. Crab and peach soup with vanilla. Came up with that one very recently, just for the show. Use about a cup of sliced fresh peaches, or frozen peaches, the chunks. About a quarter cup of apricot nectar, about an eighth of a teaspoon, quarter of a teaspoon, maybe as much of nutmeg. About 8 ounces of chicken broth or veggie broth. A very small, itty-bitty, finely chopped, seeded Thai chili pepper. 3 tablespoons of lime juice and a half a teaspoon of vanilla. Blend all those ingredients in a food processor until smooth. Put them in a pot on the stove and slowly heat them up until they're good and hot. Spoon it into bowls, top each with a half a cup of chilled lump crab meat tossed in lime juice and cilantro.
Ooh.
Right? Had to fit that in. Mix 2 1-cup servings. We'll put this on the website, which will earn us the right to have a food show for another week.
Yay!
Yay! A tasty, exciting soup that changes the way you think about vanilla. Very useful thing, vanilla.
Very useful.
Another solid use for vanilla is in a fresh sweet tomato sauce. Light and sweetly acidic with a good ripe Roma tomato. Use a sweet tomato puree for best flavor. Toss some nice chopped fresh Roma tomatoes in there. Peel them.
Yes.
Do not use a non-peeled tomato. You actually have to get a special peeler to peel tomatoes. You got to get a soft skin peeler. It's looks just like a regular veggie peeler,
mm-hmm.
but the knife part has little tiny serrated edges.
Yes, yes. Or if you know how concos say them, and maybe I'll put those directions on the website also. You blanch them, you freeze them, and the skin should come right off.
Or you can just peel them.
Mm, okay.
A lot less work. Of course, they might be softer and tangier.
Yeah.
Your way. My way is the lazy way.
Mm-hmm.
I like the lazy way. You're the culinary school chef trained. I have to do this because someone taught me how to do this once kind of way.
No, I like it.
My way is the I want to eat my soup today kind of way. For extra zing, add a teaspoon of vanilla, a little sugar, and a few capers. Mm. Sounds weird, but tastes fantastic. A great way to top off a nice, doughy plate of al dente linguine. Am I right?
Very much so.
Cool. Coming up after the break, we've got a groovy seafood place for you to try. Of course, you'll need to hose yourself off in your yard before you go in your house, but that's the price you pay for great food. Stick around. This is Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Folks, before we begin our review, I'd like to really quickly address something that bugs me.
What's that?
And this is not a rant.
Okay.
So the writers I will mention need not take offense.
Okay.
Even though they are idiots trying to make a quick buck off people's gullibility, and they have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. The Fallacies of Fat, Beat the Odds Against Sugar. It's a book, came out a while ago. It addresses a groundbreaking concept that sugar may not just be bad for you. It may actually contribute to weight gain.
Really?
And if you keep eating it, it may impede your chances of losing weight.
Wow.
Wow. Are you kidding me? This is news? This is groundbreaking?
I had no idea candy bars were bad for me.
I could have written this book on a greeting card. Sugar is bad for you. $18.95 on Amazon. And I'm not talking about books to help diabetics avoid sugar, because that's also pretty dumb in my opinion. That's a subject for another day, because avoiding sugar is as simple as avoiding sugar, right? Avoid anything that is sugar or that converts to sugar.
Voila.
Like sugar.
What? Wait, slow down. That's really confusing.
It's complicated. I'm going to have to write a whole book on this. It's a good thing I became a doctor. Carrie Glassman's book, The New and Improved Diet. The New You and Improved Diet. It's a complicated title. The New You and Improved Diet. I don't want to advertise this woman, but I had to say it a few times because the title is very bad. It says, in several hundred pages, do not eat sugar. It's not good for you. It'll make you chubby. Thank you, Captain Obvious. This is not news. And it's not the only reason you may be chubby. Although, yes, eating sugar doesn't help.
No.
And it's not gluten either. There are 1.6 million people in the U.S. with celiac's disease and are not aware of it. Most are not aware of it. In fact, 4 out of 5 people don't know they have it.
4 out of 5 people that have it don't know they have it?
4 out of 5 people that have it are not aware that they have it. Most are not. Conversely, there are 1.8 million people out there who are on a gluten-free diet who have absolutely no reason to be. Mostly because of the fact that this is popular right now in Hollywood and people are gullible. Avoiding gluten means you are avoiding bread and, folks, cutting anything out of your diet that has calories will, ta-da, make you lose some weight.
Slow down. Slow down. Can you do the math for me? If I don't eat as many calories, I lose weight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Skip bread. That takes calories out of your diet. Ooh.
Ooh.
I feel better. I'm losing weight. I must be sensitive to gluten. What is wrong with you people? Use your brain. It is a weight loss gimmick, not a physical restriction. So the people that need to avoid gluten aren't, and those that don't need to avoid it are, and are lying to themselves about why. Sounds pretty American, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Learn to do your own research, people, when it relates to something as important as yourself. Don't just take someone else's scam artist fad diet theory as fact. It is called a theory for a reason. Ooh, scientific research. Blah. You find what you want to find. That is a simple scientific truth as well. Anyway, this is not a rant. And I am not upset. I'm just saying, because you people should know better. And anyone that buys this sugar book should have to kick their own butt and post it on YouTube. Okay, I feel better now.
I bet a lot of people would watch that. People kicking their own butt.
That actually, I think they have that.
Oh, do they? I'm going to check that out.
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of people that have videos on YouTube kicking their own butt.
I'm going to have to look that up when I get home.
Or, you know, usually it's like another person kicking another person's butt. But personally, I think it would be hilarious if you could really efficiently and in a very mean and abusive kind of way beat yourself up.
You ever seen Liar Liar?
I have, but I want to see some of that done by amateurs.
Got it.
Not by people, you know, for one, Jim Carrey is a completely brilliant actor.
Yes.
And is extremely good at this physical stuff and makes it hilarious just because of the face he makes. Okay? But I want to see amateurs do it. So, people out there, post some YouTube videos of you kicking. Here's what you do. Go to the bookstore, film it, buy this book, take it home, kick your own butt, and put it on YouTube. That's what I want to see, and that kind of proves my point. And folks, moving on, because now I do feel better now that I've gotten that off my chest. Just wanted to say, sometimes you're in the mood for a bag of seafood.
A bag of seafood?
Not a plateful of seafood. A bag full of seafood. A trash bag, to be exact.
What?
The Boiling Crab Restaurant has locations all up the California coast, as well as Dallas and Houston in Texas, so you can pretty much find them when you need them. When you walk in, it's like you're entering a wharf. There are nice, long, dark wood picnic tables, and all the wood and tables and walls and beams in the place are completely covered with carved names and messages and pictures that I guess people made over time with their forks, maybe, while they were waiting for their bag of seafood. It's a cool place to sit and eat. So you order what kinds of seafood you want. Shrimp, clams, oysters, crayfish, lobster, crab, scallops, all the best things that come out of the sea. Notice I did not mention fish.
Yeah.
I don't really like fish.
Okay.
I hate the taste, hate the smell, I hate all those little bones. Then you pick a sauce, Ragin' Cajun, lemon pepper, garlic butter, or one called the whole shebang, which is all three combined.
Nice.
This is by far the best one. They bib you, and although it is my personal policy never to allow myself to be bibbed, I recommend that you go ahead and let them bib you just this once. Trust me. The table is covered with waxy butcher paper, giving you some idea as to how much liquid will get dumped on it. In preparation of your feast, you order a few beers, and then the staff dumps a huge pile of lemon wedges right on the table. Nice preview. Then a server hauls over a big, clear, plastic trash bag full of steaming seafood completely soaked in bright red sauce. A scary thing to see coming your way for most people. You open the bag and dump it all over the table. You now must get cracking. The shrimps with a shell on, you know, I hate so much. So I, of course, what did I do? I made Marcus take all the shells off for me. The crab legs are big and prehistoric looking. My favorite. Now, I am a pro at cracking crab and lobster, and I can separate all the meat within like a minute. But most of you may need the cracker tools and stuff, and it does take a bit of work if you're a novice, but the payoff is worth it. Succulent lobster, sweet and meaty crab, lots and lots of delicious ocean meats, and not a vegetable in sight. Unless you count the French fries. But if you think that counts as a vegetable, you're delusional. Everything gets dredged through your lake of tangy sauce and then dipped in melted butter and drizzled with lemon juice. It's all delicious, and the best part is, for me, the primitive carnivore-style practice of eating with one's hands and breaking the animals open with sharp, direct cracking of the creatures themselves. This part makes me feel very alive and human and primitive and happy. I'd crawl into the ocean myself and grab these little buggers and really have the whole experience, but until I get over my seasickness, this is where I will have to satisfy my craving. I'll be celebrating my next birthday there, and will probably invite all of you. Since I'm not telling you when that will be or how old I will be turning, you should just have to stay tuned if you want to be made part of that historic event that will be the embodiment of a crazy carnivore with a very honest love of food expressing themselves through the cracking, mangling, and devouring of all the beautiful creatures on this incredible blue planet. Also, folks, we are announcing today the boiling crab as the headlining contender in the next food fight challenge in the battle of bag versus bucket. They will be battling Joe's Crab Shack, a favorite of diners and an institution in the bucket style of dining. It's a new style. We will debate the age-old question of whether it's best to eat seafood out of a bag or a bucket. Right?
I know you've
been personally asking yourself that question for about a decade.
Whole time. I'm like, what is better?
What is better, a bag or a bucket? I just don't know. How should I eat this? How should I eat it? Well, I can't eat it until I know. Well, now you know. We will subject ourselves to the trials and stretchy pants required in the pursuit of such a noble truth. And when we announce a winner, they will be well deserving of our esteemed plaque of champions. You can see the photos of our recent trip to the Boiling Crab on our website at foodfightradio.com. Tune in next week, folks, for the pre-Mother's Day Food Fight Radio show.
Oh, my God, that's this month.
See? What a horrible son you are.
And a husband.
Awful.
Awful.
Can't believe it. Come on.
I know my mom's birthday is this month. I know her birthday, but I keep on forgetting my Mother's
Day.
There
are multiple women in every man's life that he owes gifts.
Yes.
And signs of affection.
I agree.
And sweet words and multiple hugs. At least send someone some flowers.
So next week is the pre-Mother's Day show?
Pre-Mother's Day show.
Perfect. I have time.
We will tell you what you can make her, where you can take her, and how you can thank her. Also, kelp, it's on my dinner plate. And cooking with rocks and bricks.
Ooh, I love that.
All next week on your favorite food show. That's us, right?
It better be.
Better be.
It better be.
It better. We will track you down, and we'll take all the butter out of your house before you have seafood. This is Claire Katz thanking you and reminding you that you should respect foodies, because discovering a brand new food usually carries the risk of death.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.